This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Aurora police will no longer need to give 72-hour warnings before clearing homeless encampments. That's according to a new ordinance City Council passed Monday night. Previously, law enforcement had to notify unhoused people and offer shelter options before disassembling camps. The new ordinance also says police can penalize people regardless of whether there is shelter space. Aurora is the latest city to change how it addresses homelessness after the Supreme Court ruled cities can arrest or ticket people for sleeping outdoors. The ordinance goes into effect in 30 days. A study is underway in Colorado on whether psilocybin can help people with treatment-resistant depression. Dr. Scott Thompson is a psychiatrist at the University of Colorado School of Medicine and part of the research team. He says the theory is that psychedelics can increase what's called neuroplasticity.
These drugs seem to have the ability to facilitate that process, taking advantage of that very plastic state to try and put yourself in a new place.
The study is separate from the state ballot measure that opened the door for psychedelic-assisted therapy. Results are expected in about 2 years. It's another boy for Democratic Representative Brittany Pedersen. She gave birth to her second son, Sam, this weekend in Colorado. The new bundle of joy means Pedersen will not be flying back to D.C. for House votes for a while. She's been leading a bipartisan push to allow proxy voting for new parents, but Republican leaders are opposed to the idea. She's the 14th member to give birth while serving in the U.S. House. This is CPR News. It's just about 4:06.